You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 46, verse 10 and 11. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the hidden. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. The scripture says, be still and know that I am God. If you want to see God, you must be still. You see, God will respond when you stop responding. When Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses, the Bible says that Moses was the meekest man on earth. He did not say anything. But the scripture says, but God heard it. It was as if Moses didn't hear what he said. It was God who heard it. Moses also heard what he said. But because Moses was meek, he left the matter in the hand of God. And God responded. Brethren, learn to be still. You know, there are a lot of people. People have hurt you. They've done something for you. They've done something to you rather. And then you now go on social media. Almost every day, what you are posting, what you are saying, is to get back at that person. You may disguise it. You may make it look like you are just posting. But you know within your heart that you are posting those things to make starting statement. There's somebody you want that person will see those things that you are writing. You don't need it. He says, be still. Be still and know that I am God. You will know that He is God. The reason you have not experienced God is because you are not still. Anyone that wants to experience God must learn to be still. He said, you shall hold your peace and the Lord shall fight for you. He said, the battle is the Lord. It is not your battle. Brethren, learn to be still. Then if you read further, he said, I will be exalted among the hidden. What God will do is not about you. It's about Him. It's about God wanting to glorify Himself through your life. It's about God wanting to magnify Himself. This must be clear to you. It's not really about you. It's about Him. But you see, you will be the platform upon which the name of the Lord will be glorified. God wants to glorify Himself among the hidden and on the face of the earth. And He has chosen you that you will be a platform upon which His name will be glorified. And all He's asking you to do is that be still. You see, someone is abusing you, maltreating you, insulting you, defrauding you. You think it is about you. It's not about you. God wants to be glorified. There was a man that was born blind. And they asked Jesus. They said, Jesus, who sinned? Is it his parent? Is it this man that he was born blind? And Jesus said, no, neither this man nor his parent, but that God will be glorified. But the man was blind. So you will think the problem is about you. You will think it's your own challenge. But no, it's about the glory of God. So many people miss this. They focus on their problem. They focus on people giving them difficulties. In fact, they want to use God to fight for them against those people that are against them. What you don't understand is that what God is seeking is His glory. Your prayer should be, God, this situation that I'm going through, glorify your name. What many of you are looking for is that you want to be vindicated. You want those other people to be dealt with. That should not be your concern. I am not interested in my enemy being put to shame as I am interested in God being glorified. I would rather prefer God to be glorified than to be concerned with an enemy being put to shame. Be still and know that He is God. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.